Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, January 30th, 2016, and we are coming to you live from New York City. Welcome, welcome to the Grown Zone. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr. I won't delay. I'll bring him in so we can get this thing on and popping. Come on in, Alfred.
Happy, happy self-love Saturday, y'all. We were out last Saturday for Snowmageddon.
Yes.
So we are really glad to be back. It's a wonderful day. We got through it just fine. And, you know, just a real short housekeeping before we get into today's show. I want to say thank you to my friend Alan C. Fox, who very publicly announced that he had just added Loving in the Grown Zone to his personal library. And you got to do a little research on him. Alan Fox is a successful real estate entrepreneur, an author himself. He's the author of the People Tools series. His latest People Tools book we just reviewed at GrownZone.com, People Tools for Love and Relationships. And he's just been very generous in endorsing and Loving in the Grown Zone is an excellent book. And so thank you, Alan, for joining the Grown Zone family, supporting what we're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we recommended your book because it's a great Grown
Absolutely.
Zone book as well.
We support him as well.
And again, thank you to all of you who are, since the Christmas holidays, have really been enthusiastic about buying and recommending our book, Loving in the Grown Zone. You can learn more about it at lovinginthegrownzone.com. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
And y'all need to read the book to avoid some of the foolery that you will be enticed and tempted to participate in.
And as a loving gesture to those that who are in your circle, give Loving in the Grown Zone to those that
absolutely.
You love.
Absolutely. And if you're in a healthy relationship, the great book to read together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Give that as a gift.
Yes.
Okay. All right. How to have success in life and love, y'all, without the mess, because you can. We've been taught that suffering in relationships and in life is inevitable. It's the price you pay for success, or at least a chance at it. The Grown Zone is our rejection of that belief. We say you can have success without the mess. However, there are some things that you must do, and we're going to go through all of those today, but I'll just hit three of them. Choose it, prepare for it, and practice it. We're going to talk to you about how you do all those things in this edition of Grown Zone Radio. So, Alfred Adam.
Yes.
That's what I affectionately call him, y'all. That's
whatever she calls me, she calls me with affection.
That's
so.
My baby. That's the truth. All right. So, how to have success without the mess. Babe, we've been talking about, well, we talk about this a lot, because people put a lot of energy in making sure they know how to that they have shelter, that they have food. So, but people do whatever they got to do. Some at a minimum wage level, because that's where their skill sets lie. But there are others who really put energy into learning a skill, or even going higher and getting degrees and PhDs and all of those things, so that they can live according to society standards barometer, a good life. The more money they have, then the better life it seems they can live.
Yeah.
But people don't put the same kind of energy, or they think that is transferable in love. And we keep telling y'all that the reason we're doing is to change the conversation about what love is. And the same kind of energy you put in learning a skill is the same kind of energy you need to put in learning how to love. So choosing it, baby, come on. Let's start talking about what success looks like when
well,
you choose
let me build up on what you just stated. So you're not going to excel at something if you don't do it intentionally.
That's it.
That's what the bottom line is. And the second thing you understand is that you can't separate your success in relationships from your success in all those other areas that Zara talked about.
That's right.
Your business, your career, your finances. So you can get PhDs, you can be a CEO, you can be a top corporate executive or a government leader, but if you don't get that relationship thing right, all of it will come tumbling down. I've seen it in my 30 years as a business and financial journalist. People have ruined lives, businesses, careers, fortunes because they don't have this personal growth and relationship things right. And worse, they're being told that a certain amount of suffering is required.
Yes.
That's just the price you got to pay.
Yes.
Suffering is not required. Suffering is not inevitable. And when you get on the path of personal growth and you want success, you have to reject the mess. You have to reject the idea that the mess comes with it. You hear that, you know, people talk about when somebody's suffering in a marriage, oh, well, every marriage has its problems. Listen, just because every relationship is not perfect doesn't mean you should accept mistreatment and disrespect.
That's right.
So how to have success without the mess first starts with choosing success without the mess. It requires you to choose it. It has to be something that you consciously ask for. It's not just going to fall into your lap. I mean, talk about, baby, one of your favorite topics is, first of all, you have to challenge your beliefs.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we are computers. We are conditioned to be as we are. Whatever you believe is really where your emotions follow, and it's what you do. Alfred explains that in such a beautiful way, that your beliefs are what's driving the bus. Your beliefs are what's driving exactly what you're doing and what you're getting. What you believe you deserve is what you're getting. You don't get what you want in life and what you believe you deserve, or what you say you want. You get what you believe you deserve.
And you only accept that which you believe you deserve.
Okay? So we talk about challenging your beliefs because in every area of life, that is,
Well, it's what we say every week on the show. Your beliefs are the seed. Your emotions and habits grow from those beliefs. And then the fruit, the outcomes, whether it's your career, whether it's your business, and certainly the kinds of relationships you end up having, are what grow from that. So if you don't challenge your beliefs, then you're not going to grow. You can pray, you can talk about all the things you wish for and you want for, and you got favor and you got luck and you got fortune, but if you don't get down to the root of it, which is your beliefs, you will not be able to achieve success without the mess. It won't just happen on its own.
Now, let me go back. For those of you who have been in any form of training, any kind of school, and we all have a little bit of angst when it's time to start something new. But anything that you got a certificate for in the end, and when you first went in, you had butterflies. Your belief was challenged every time you learned something else with that, took a test and passed it, every time you had a different level in that thing of
yes.
success.
Yes.
Now, I'm using what I know we all do, because what we all don't do is the personal growth side, and it works the same way. And God bless you all for going to church every Sunday, but that is not the same as looking at your belief systems that have gotten you the kind of relationships that you've gotten in the past, so that you can learn how to reexamine what you've done and what your belief system is bringing you in order to have something new. I'm telling you, church is not enough. That's all I'm saying. You've got to do more than just your Sunday rituals, because that is part of your challenging your
beliefs. I'll go even further than that. No matter what the training is, because church or religion is a form of training, whether
yes.
you're Jewish, you're Muslim, whether
yes.
you're Christian, or you're atheist, or you whatever your belief system is, if you go into a training of any kind, but you emerge with the exact same beliefs that you had when you went in, mm-hmm. you're going to get the same outcomes you had when you went in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you know people. You may have been parented by people who go to church faithfully every Sunday, every worship service, every prayer service, but nothing changes. Because if training, quote-unquote, is not transformative of your thinking, you're not going to get different results. You cannot grow without challenging your beliefs. You have to intentionally choose success without the mess. And we create it, and people are really jumping on it. We're really excited about it. An opportunity for you to do just that.
Yes. Well, so if for those of you who have not seen it or joined yet, and soon you're going to see it everywhere, but we really want our Grown Zone folk to get in there first and take this journey. It is a 21 days of Grown Zone that we've created, intentional personal growth. And we've done this at no cost to you. It doesn't cost you a thing. All you have to do is go register. So if you go anywhere on Grown Zone right now, go to grownzone.com, grownadvice.com, anywhere. And if you haven't been on grownzone.com in 7 days, it's going to pop up. If you go to any of our blog posts, it's off on the right.
Yes, yes.
You just join. Oh, that's all you got to do. And for 21 days, be intentional about the information that you get. Just get in there. It's a membership. It's a free membership that's really taking you through areas of your life that you have to intentionally challenge in order to grow.
Tell them, baby.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, y'all, we are here faithfully every Saturday. We do what we do because we know the difference it makes when people trust their own decisions. We want you to get to the point that you trust you. You trust what you do, what you bring. We're giving you even the system that I talk about all the time with temperaments.
Yes.
It's in there. I'm giving away the audio. Go join 21 Days of Grown Zone for intentional personal growth. Okay?
So we just talked about the first thing you have to do to have success without the mess. You have to choose it intentionally. But that's not enough. There's a second thing you're going to have to do. You have to prepare for it.
Yeah.
You have to get ready for success without the mess. Once you change your belief system and you believe it's possible, you're not automatically, okay, now that it's possible, it's just going to happen. Now you have to prepare yourself for that because you've been conditioned for the other belief. You've been conditioned to believe that you're supposed to take a certain amount of suffering and mistreatment, that that's just part of life. So you have to now take the second step after choosing it of preparing for it. Zara says all the time, and it's true, personal growth is the only form of growth that is optional.
That we grow in three ways, mentally, physically, emotionally. Physically, hell, just breathe and eat. You're going to grow.
Yes.
Mentally, you don't even have to go to formal schooling. But if you are around enough, you will pick up things and learn how the world works, or at least the world that you're living in. Learn how it works. But emotionally, which I say emotional/personal growth is the only one that's optional. That's the one you have to choose. That's the one, and mentally people choose to go on and have advanced degrees and all those things too. They choose those. But the personal growth does not come automatic. It does not come automatic. You have to choose it, and you have to prepare yourself for it. You have to be willing to go through the emotional and mental challenges that are going to come when you have to say no when it's been easier saying yes, or when you have to say yes to you when it's been easier saying yes to everybody else. When you have to choose a self-loving something rather than giving yourself for somebody else in hopes that they will choose you.
Surrendering to someone else's agenda.
Agenda for your life rather than your own. We say all the time, living according to somebody else's desires of you instead of living according to your own design. But you have to know what that design is and give enough attention to your own personal growth so that you know that you're living according to your own design instead of surrendering to somebody else's desire.
So let's be clear about this. Personal growth is optional. You can live a whole life, and many people do, without any personal growth. but it's necessary if you're going to have success without the mess. You cannot have a successful, happy, fulfilled, satisfying life, whether you're talking about your relationships, your career, your business, or just life in general,
come on,
without personal growth.
Mm.
Because even when you choose a new set of beliefs, you still got to unlearn old beliefs and then learn and apply new beliefs. And Zara says all the time, it is as important to unlearn
something every day.
Every day. As it is to learn something every day. So what are we talking about? So we talked about you changing your beliefs and getting into the 21 days of grown zone personal intentional personal growth. Well, the second thing is you have to invest time and energy in training.
Yes.
It's why we offer the Grown Love and Money series to help you make different decisions in finances and relationships.
Yeah.
It's why we're offering marriage aptitude and relationship aptitude training so you can determine your readiness to make decisions in your life that will affect your body, your money, your home, and most of all, your heart.
And the people around you that you love so that you are not making decisions that impact the little people in your life.
Yes. And if you don't know who little people are, we're not just talking about short people. We're talking about minor children who every decision you make is a decision you make for them.
Yeah.
So you got to choose success without the mess, and then you got to prepare for success without the mess, prepare for success without the mess in order to gain success without the mess. You can't do it without choosing it, and choosing it is not enough without you committing to preparation and training.
I want to go back to this unlearn something every day.
Yes, baby.
Because we hear people say all the time, or living in regrets, making decisions that they are remorseful about, that they, you know, but they keep on doing it, can't seem to stay in this cycle of stuff. Well, that is an indicator that there's something you've got to unlearn.
Yes, yes, baby.
It's an indicator that there's something you've got to unlearn.
Graphic evidence.
When you're saying, I keep choosing the wrong
person,
the wrong person, then you've got a belief system that keeps saying that who you're saying yes to is okay until it goes terribly wrong. But it doesn't have to be that way. If you unlearn the stuff that makes those people attractive to begin with, then you can stop choosing those people.
Yes.
So unlearning is a matter of really going back to understand you can't do this on your own. We know you can't. But we keep giving you stuff that lets you at least know. Some of y'all are just stuck, and I know it, because you come here faithfully, and you're just stuck. You're like, okay, I recognize I've been doing some messed up stuff. I've been making some decisions that are not to my advantage. I've done some things and made some decisions that have impacted not just me, but my children. I don't want to do that anymore. So what you've done now is now you're in a space that I ain't making no decisions. I ain't doing nothing.
Yep.
I ain't doing nothing now because I don't trust myself. Well, I'm telling you, that's not a bad place to be in, because that's a better position than you were in. It's a start. But that's not where we want you to stay, because life is meant to be enjoyed. And the way we enjoy life is to learn who we are and start to allow those people in our space who can support that. And then you can enjoy other people, too. So that's where the aptitude comes
from. When we talk about the preparation part, exactly, baby, the aptitude part is where you get confidence and trust in your own decision making through training and preparation.
Yeah.
So you may get to a point where you're like, I don't want to do the bad thing anymore, but I don't know what the good thing is. Well, you go to training and preparation to learn the new thing. You unlearn the old thing, you're rejecting the old thing. But if you don't replace the old thing with the new thing, you'll either stay stuck or you'll fall back on the old thing.
And you have in these aptitude training sessions, you also have a support system now.
Yes.
Everybody in that same space is unlearning and learning. And you're not feeling bad about nothing no more. You're not scared no more. You get in a space where you can really live this life the way it's intended
to live.
It's
exactly what you'll get.
And that is enjoying it.
As a member of Grown Zone Nation in the membership group, it's exactly what you get when you're invited into the private Facebook group. There's a whole nation of us who is moving each other along, you know, and that will give you the confidence to get unstuck and give you the confidence to trust yourself again, to trust your judgment again.
Yeah.
That's what preparation is for. So you choose success without the mess.
Yeah.
Then you prepare for success without the mess. Then the best part comes. We're going to save that after the song break.
Oh, the song break. It's Estelle Darlings. She really is a darling.
She really is.
She's a supporter of the Grown Zone. She when I met Estelle, she knew exactly who we were as we're approaching her to take pictures for behind the scenes at a Black
After
Enterprise
one of her
event.
Performances, yeah.
And I'm approaching her to go and tell her how much I dig her, right? And she goes, "Close out!" So she knew us. And she's an absolute sweetheart. So,
and this song is the perfect song for this, for what we're saying, because we're telling you, you were created to conquer.
That's it.
You were created to do good and get better. And those of you who watch Empire will know this song because it was a big hit associated with the TV series Empire. But we know it because we know Estelle and we love her music. And it's a perfect song for today's song break.
Absolutely. Here we go. Conqueror by Estelle Darling.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Life is like a big
Because I am a conqueror.
You sure is, baby.
Yes. Look, y'all, we say all the time, mistake is a myth and
failure
is fiction. You're not making mistakes. You're doing the best you know. Okay? A mistake is, oops, I dropped this cup and now I broke it. Or, you know, that's, no. But in life, you are always doing the best you know. And failure, as long as you are failing forward, because I don't even like using the word failure, but as long as you are failing forward, and you're failing forward every time you recognize that you learn something in it. You're either as something I saw something the other day, you're either winning or learning.
Yep.
So you're either succeeding at whatever it is you're attempting, or you're learning if you recognize that life is always teaching.
Before you church folk, it's either a blessing or a lesson.
Okay? Right. You know, we're going to meet y'all where you
are.
Wherever
you are, that's where we'll meet you. But here's the other thing I want to say about, you know, so-called mistakes. They're not mistakes, they're choices.
Talk
all the time. Everybody who knows the Grown Zone and has read Loving in the Grown Zone knows about our standard of honor, esteem, and respect. Well, you need to honor, esteem, and respect all your choices. And the way you do that is you learn from each and every one.
Yes.
That's your job. That's what your experiences are for, whether they're painful or pleasurable. The experiences is for you to learn from so that you can do better, because you are built and created to do good and get better.
Absolutely. Okay, baby, we got 2 minutes.
Well, this is the last one, the most important one. You got to choose it. You have to declare it and be intentional about it. You have to prepare for it, which means you have to begin to educate yourself, to gain the confidence, to make new choices. But then you got to practice it. And here's something you got to understand. Simply knowing better does not mean you're going to do better.
Mm-mm.
So here's where our most important...
That's the personal growth gap, as a matter of
absolutely.
Fact.
Absolutely. It is the personal growth gap, and I'm explaining to you how. Because one of the things that we've been providing in the past year is personal one-on-one coaching to work with people on changing these habits and behaviors to get better outcomes. Why do you need a coach? Because if you practice on your own, you will only practice bad habits and get better at making the bad habits.
There we go.
Why? Because you're missing two critical elements that you need: guidance and feedback.
Yes.
Someone who's observing what you're doing, you can bounce things off of, and they can say the reason, and let me use golf as an example. You can practice golf all by yourself all you want. You just get worse and worse and worse at the game.
Whatever
you're doing wrong, you're practicing and you get better at doing the wrong thing. The reason why coaching is important is because you have someone to observe you who's a master at what you're trying to do, who can say, listen, you need to shift this way.
Yeah.
You need to adjust that way. Yeah, now do that. Just do that. Do that. Without coaching, your frustration builds up when you do it on your own.
Yeah.
Then your fears begin to take over, and then what happens? You give up. You surrender to the old way of doing things.
Absolutely.
You go back to what you thought you unlearned.
You say it doesn't work. Nothing else
works. It doesn't
work.
Look
what always happens to me. And then you can't help but operate in a space of fear. When you were not you weren't created for that. You were created to live a very bold and happy life because you're confident about who you are and the decisions that you make, because you make good decisions. That's all any of us want to know that we're capable of.
So do you need a coach? Do you need coaching? No, you can live without coaching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can live without it.
You can get by with it. People do it all the time. But if you want success without the mess, then you need to practice it. And practice without coaching is a recipe for frustration.
Yes. That's good. We're done.
We're not used to ending on time.
We can put a period on that. We're done. We're actually
Listen, y'all. Go to grownzone.com. Go to grownadvice.com. Get involved with and sign up for our 21 Days of Grown Zone Intentional Personal Growth. At least take the first step today.
Absolutely. Go
sign
up.
Choose it. Choose success without the mess.
All right. Until next time, y'all. Live and love.
In love.
In the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now, looking at 30, and I got so much to say.
gotta get this off of my chest. I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I reached a fork in the road of my life. And ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. To be authentic and never. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
I know.